The app-based network for taxi services called Uber that connects drivers with passengers looking for a cheaper service is already present on the Bulgarian market. Only the UberX service is available in the capital city of Sofia, though. Here is more from company spokesperson Paul Foget.
Bulgaria, we launched on December 9th, so we've been here just over a month now, and anyone can download our free app and with just a tap of a button request the nearest driver to come and pick them up and sort of share that ride, you know, thereby enabling the driver to reduce the cost of car ownership.
Paul Foget adds that the driver and passenger share the ride and costs by connecting over the internet. The application allows also the payment of transport services online with a debit or a credit card. In this sense, sharing becomes more of a marketing gimmick. The driver and owner of the car is actually a provider of a service, and the passenger is a client. The mobile application allows customers to provide feedback on the quality of service, to know its price in advance, and can share the point route with friends for security reasons. There is a detail, however. In Bulgaria, taxis are regulated by the Automobile Administration Agency and the municipal authorities. The agency has reported that Uber is not registered. Spokesperson of the company Paul Foget says that Uber requires drivers to have all necessary documents by law, but the company would not register as a transport company as its business is software.
Uber is not a transportation company. We're a technology company that has developed an innovative mobile application that connects riders with drivers. We're a software technology company that builds software that enables riders to connect with drivers. We employ a very large number of software engineers, hundreds of people for this purpose globally. And we actually have a sizable engineering team here in Sofia as well. We're trying to innovate within the legal framework of every city and country that we go into. One of the sort of driving forces behind this thinking is our belief in the future of transportation being less about car ownership and more sort of about car sharing. We work with independent partners, and we enable these partners to use our software to connect with riders who downloaded our app. So that's the bottom line.
This way, Uber is stripped of the responsibility to register as a transport company. And if the company drivers were caught by the police, they could be fined while the vehicle will be stopped for a period of 6 months. The illegal transport service does not provide protection to passengers in case of an incident. However, the company makes profits from the service. It is also not clear how the National Revenue Agency would be able to keep track of the revenues of Uber. Thus, Uber resembles well-known models of the grey economy in this country, but has a better design. The Uber app was launched in the United States about 5 or 6 years ago, and these days its services are available in many parts of the world. In some countries like India, the company has registered its activities, while in others it has not done so. In most European countries, Uber has not been registered as a carrier and pays only part of the taxes, which allows it to offer lower prices. To this date, the Uber services have been banned in some EU countries like France and Austria. In India and the United States, a few cases of sexual abuse by drivers against clients have made the headlines of the news. The Uber business model works successfully where taxi fares are high, and there is also a great demand for services. Currently in Bulgaria, the fares of Uber and those of the regular taxis do not differ much, while stagnation is still felt on the market.